This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Welcome to Rooted and Robust Podcast. Hello, people. Hello, everyone. This is Rooted and Robust Podcast. My name is Ozioma Anelji, and we are back again this week. Like you know, we are always here every week with an amazing guest. And today I am joined on the show by someone who is going to do justice to an interesting topic, right? So with me today is Tehimen Agabu. But then, interestingly, our conversation today is something that will interest every young person out there, because we are looking at how to land a job via social media. That is interesting. That is super exciting, because every young person is on social media and virtually everyone is looking for a job. So today we want to look at, how do you land a job via social media? How do you get a job via social media, right? So my guest today is a mid-level international development professional. He has supported the design and implementation of youth-centered development interventions and research projects for local and international development organizations. He likes to speak. Of course, that's why he's here. So, welcome on the show. Thank you so much for joining me, and welcome, Tehimen.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Olia. Good to be here.
Good to have you. All right, so we are looking at how to land a job via social media. I don't think there is any young person that is not active on social media. If there is anyone like that, they will definitely be on the minority. But then everyone is always talking about looking for a job, looking for a job. So what are we not doing right that is not getting us those jobs that are everywhere littered on social media? So let's start from that.
Okay, thank you, Uzi. Really great to be on this podcast. I mean, I would say that maybe something that people are not doing right is, you know, they are not positioning themselves for to attract, recruiters, or to attract persons who are in a place to, you know, offer jobs or to offer certain roles that may be vacant in their organizations.
Yep.
And when I say positioning yourself, In detail, it could be, you know, talking about your work on social media. It could be, you know, sharing some of your achievements. For instance, if you have completed the project at your workplace, it's important to share that that update on social media. It helps to, you know, show that you are someone who can get things done. So these are some of the things that people don't do, and then they don't get to attract these opportunities. Because if you're good at something and someone doesn't know that you are good at it, then it sort of doesn't bring those opportunities, you know, to you.
So you need to blow your trumpets. That's the summary of it. Or keep talking about the things you do, the things you're good at, and keep, you know, pushing yourself out there.
Yeah.
But then the question also will be, is there a particular social media platform that is, I know everyone talks about LinkedIn as the professional platform, but then, is that the only professional platform where job seekers could go to? Are there other platforms? And if there are, which of the other platforms are they? And how do we get to know job providers in those platforms?
All right, thank you so much. That's a very interesting question. It's a good thing you mentioned LinkedIn, because, you know, LinkedIn is the social media network for professionals, because LinkedIn was created to, you know, bring professionals together and to also link recruiters with job seekers.
Yeah.
So I would say that LinkedIn is designed for that purpose. So definitely ranks number one when it comes to talking about the social media to be, if you want to, you know, get jobs, if you want to have recruiters engage with you, those who give jobs on LinkedIn. So LinkedIn is a place to be. Setting up your profile there and making sure it's looking good, it's a good thing to do. But then I wouldn't limit that to LinkedIn. Okay. I think Twitter has been a good one as well. I mean, I'm having this podcast with you because you saw what some of the things that I tweeted about.
Yeah.
So jobs have been happening that way as well. People have been getting jobs and side gigs by tweeting about their work, or, you know, just sharing some of the insights that they have. So these are the two social media platforms that I'm aware of. But then it's not limited to these two. I'm sure Facebook is the same. I think the bottom line is, do you project yourself? Do you talk about yourself? Is it Facebook? Is it Twitter? I mean, what are the other ones? TikTok. Mm-hmm. Of course, TikTok is there. Instagram is there. Do you talk about what you do? Do you bring out content from what you do? Do you talk about your achievements? You know, I think if you do this on any of the social media and people get to know about you, it's a good way to start. And then the interesting thing is, you see, it's not always about talking about what you do and expecting people to come to you. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you need to go out to these people. Okay. For instance, in my example, I had to go out to these people. I sent chats. Hey, I like your company, and I think I have some skills that will be useful, you know, to your organization.
Yeah.
That was the first one that I did. I did a couple of that, and, you know, one of them clicked. Dream company. When I tell you dream company, I am not kidding.
Wow.
I'm not kidding. And I got the offer. It was the shortest interview I had. In less than 3 days, the offer, you know, was sent to my table.
Wow.
So it's not, as you talk about yourself, you also reach out to those guys that you think are decision makers in your dream company, or perhaps in a company that you would like to work for.
Mm-hmm. Wow. This is interesting. And this is a personal experience. So for anyone that is wondering, how do I reach out to people? Well, someone reached out, and this is a personal testimony. So if you're wondering, where do I start from? Maybe you could start reaching out to other people, right? But then there is something that I always point out when reaching out to other people. And I want to also talk about that, because you have a personal experience doing that. So when you're reaching out to organizations like that, how do you do it? It's not enough to just bump into people's DM and begin to bombard them with messages. What is the best approach? Do you get in it formally, or do you start, you know, informal? How do you go about it? Because you just talked about landing your dream job. I mean, that would not have been an easy feat, you know, just getting that through a DM. But then what's the best way to approach these big guys on social media?
Okay, so Ozzy, I've actually gotten two offers in the past 1 year, about in the past 1 year.
Wow.
Or via LinkedIn. So in the first case, those guys were not hiring. I never saw them advertised. Like,
wow.
But then I'm like, I want to work here, guys. How do you get me in? So now I'll tell you how I did it. So the first thing is, send a connection request.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, try to get a connection request. If you do that on LinkedIn, it gives you an opportunity to sort of go into the person's DM.
Yeah.
And then I think on Twitter, if you follow someone and the person follows you back.
Yeah,
it also gives you an opportunity to, you know, also access their DM. So I think that people respect people of value. Mm-hmm. So if I send you a chat that, hey, this is what I'm doing, I have some useful experience, and I've learned about your organization, and I think I'm a good fit, I think that's someone should be respected for that. That's how I think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, that's the kind of feedback that I've gotten. So, I mean, if you have an opportunity, you could ask me, oh, send an email. Let's do an interview and let's see.
Yeah.
If you don't have an opening, you say, I really like your skills, but we don't have an opening now. So you send that message. Good day. How are you doing? I've been reading about your organization, and I really would like to, you know, work with your organization. This is the kind of qualification that I have. These are the skills that I have. This is the kind of work that I've done before. I've worked on this project. And then, you know, If that's demonstrating value, that you can add value to them, you have some value that you can add to them.
Yeah,
and trust me, they'll respect your guts. And if there is a role, they would want to give you a chance to pitch, give you a chance to compete for it.
Mm.
I think people are looking for, you know, persons who can add value to the work that they do. Yeah. Organizations, they are looking for people. Mm-hmm. And so if you prove that you are that person, I think they want to give you a chance to, you know, to come in. Yeah.
I liked that you mentioned value, because I've had an experience when I was starting out my podcast. When I reached out to a few people, I noticed they checked me out. So they go to my page, scroll through, and they see, okay, well, she's starting out, but she's doing okay, you know. So people will always want to know, okay, who is this person? What's this person about? Yeah. So people will always check you out. So I love the fact that you talked about value. People want who adds value to their organization, to their life, to their person. So if you're looking for a job or you want to land a job, whether it's via social media or anywhere, just know that you have to at least carry value, because it's an exchange. You give value and you get paid for it. Interesting. But then this is not via social media, but I wanted to talk about the role that recommendation plays, especially on social media. LinkedIn, for instance, there is a place where people recommend or people write recommendations for you. Now, so how effective is that when someone is looking for a job? Does that add to your chances of getting a job?
Okay, so in my case, I have one recommendation from a colleague from Tony Lumelu Foundation. I did a short stint with Tony Lumelu Foundation back then. It was a project, on a short 1 year project. So I got him to write for me. I mean, just sort of two lines, nothing much. But then that adds a little validation. Yeah. But then I want to believe that, you know, I've seen lots of profiles without that future, without that recommendation, and they are strong.
Yeah.
Even stronger than my profile.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would say that adds maybe just a little, just a little. I think your experience and your profile and the perceived value that you bring.
Yeah.
So I think having a good profile beats the recommendation.
Yeah. So it's really about you, the person. You are actually the carrier of the value, you're the bearer of the value. So it's about you, like you said, the perceived value that the potential recruiter sees. Yeah, career word, right? So the platform that you manage, where you tweet about work, career, jobs, and all of that. So what is Career Word all about, and how do people get
okay thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to talk about Career Word.
Basically
Career Word is a platform that I started I started Career Word last year December, and I started it because I've always had this passion to, you know, inspire young people to achieve great things.
Okay.
You know, and I've sort of found out that, you know, talking to young people about career is one of the things that I found myself doing over time. You know, I just found myself doing that, you know. So I started Career Words just to inspire young people to, you know, go for these jobs, you know, learn about some of those things that you are not taught in the universities. You know, some of those, you know, there are some rules that are sort of hidden, except you get to meet maybe mentors, you may not know about them.
Yeah.
A lot of young people out there don't know how to write a good cover letter. Some of them don't even know how to craft a good CV. Some of these basic skills that can change things for you.
Yeah.
A lot of young people don't know that you can have a chat with someone and then you can get a job, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of information that young people don't have, that if they have, you know, they could achieve better in terms of talking about career now. And so that's what I like to do with Career Wedge. We just started, we just have a couple of followers now, but then we're still there, just you know, putting out those insights weekly. And then we've had some good interactions, and we'll keep doing it. Thank you.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So if you are listening to us and you're on Twitter, it's just at Career Wedge, right? You can follow up the social media handle at Career Wedge. And amazing things you tweet out there about careers, about jobs, and it's beautiful. So get in touch with Career Wedge. It's simply at Career Wedge and you are on with them. All right, wrapping it all up, what would be your advice to young people getting into their careers at an early stage? What would be your advice? What would be the first things you advise them to begin to do as they prepare to get into careers, into their professions?
All right. Thank you so much. That's a very important question. So for those guys who are just starting out, what I would say is get skills.
Okay.
Get skills and then try to volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, try to volunteer even if you are not paid, because, you know, being able to show on your CV that you've had some real work experience matters.
Yeah.
Whether it's volunteering, whether it's through internship, you know, try to get those things. There are lots of internship opportunities out there. You can find them on social media. A lot of opportunities to volunteer.
Yeah.
You know, that helps to show that you understand the workplace. And then you have also practiced some of those everyday work skills. And it can come in handy. And then don't be shy. Talk to people. Apply for jobs. You know, everyone started somewhere.
Yeah.
So don't be shy. Don't feel intimidated. Talk to recruiters. You know, send those DMs. You know, send those DMs. They could give you something. They could get you started. Yeah.
Mm. Wow. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you
so much for these amazing insights that you've shared with us today. If you're starting out, get your hands on skills and start volunteering your skills. And you never can tell who you will volunteer for that will need those skills and will just hire you on the spot. But the most important thing, like you mentioned, is get skills, doing something. That's because anyone hiring you is hiring you because there is something that you can do, right? So that is it. Okay, so thank you so much for joining me on the show. I appreciate it. Thank you. All right, people. So this is where we call it a day for today. We have been discussing how to land a job via social media, and it's been an insightful conversation. And I hope you got value from this one. Like you know, I'll be back next week with another amazing episode and, of course, with another guest just for you. So talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Inaendeshwa na AfriPods.